Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Richard Rossi Live and happy Martin Luther King Day to all of you. I know some of you are off from work, teachers, some of you got a three-day weekend. And I have to say, as one who's been very into the study of religion and the Bible and preachers, that Martin Luther King Jr. was by far the greatest preacher I ever heard, the greatest preacher of my lifetime. And Billy Graham, I might give him a number two, but this was Martin Luther King Jr.'s last sermon. It was very prophetic. If you get a chance to listen to the whole thing, he talked about Moses, how he didn't get to enter the promised land. And he said that he would not get to enter the promised land, but he was taking them to where they could see the promised land. But he said, I won't be around much longer. And it was very prophetic. I mean, he was shot after giving the sermon. But here's just a moment of it. Amazing sermon, and may he be our model to sit down at the table of brotherhood with those different from us. Today on Martin Luther King Day, we are honored to have a guest, Rosetta Walker. Rosetta is one of the actresses and stars of our Canaanland film. She plays Sister Angela, who is the armor bearer to Sister Sarah, played by Rebecca Holdham. And her website is rosettawalker.com. You can find out all the different creative things she does as a Renaissance woman, poems, music, plays, books, movies, many things she does. She's also an evangelist. Her mission is very much in line with the model of Martin Luther King Jr. She says here, her mission in life is simply love somebody, no matter the color of their skin, no matter who they are or where they have been, no matter whom they choose to be with, no matter how less they have or how much a person has, no matter your beliefs. That is the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. and the spirit of Rosetta Walker, who is a queen of inspiration, who will be joining us in 20 seconds, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Rosetta Walker. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live. We're back with you. And welcome, Rosetta.
Welcome. How you doing? Praise God.
Yes, praise God. God has worked so much in your life. I know you have a great book out about with some of your inspiring stories. And I think that was in conjunction with the great inspirational speaker, Les Brown. Am I remembering right?
Yes, that's correct. The book is entitled Mission Unstoppable.
Mission Unstoppable. So tell us about your story in that book, or any story you want to tell us about something that God brought you through that was maybe difficult, and then how you rose above it, Rosetta.
Okay, well, Mission Unstoppable book is, I really think it's amazing. You have a total of 31 inspiring leaders. And they're telling their story along with Les Brown and Dr. George Frazier. The part that really touched my heart to be a part of this is because I do have a story to tell, but not knowing that the opportunity would come into my life to be on such a scale. The book went to number one seller on Amazon within 24 hours, which is truly a blessing. Yeah, it is truly a blessing. And what I briefly talk about is some things that happened to me as a child, having to overcome a lot of diversity, having to overcome things that I was told I'd never be able to do. For example, I used to stutter when I was little. I had a stammer. So it's no way in the world you and I can talk now without me just stuttering all over the place.
As you know, Moses in the Bible stuttered and stammered too. And when God told Moses that, you know, I want you to be a spokesperson for me, Moses said, I can't, you know, get my brother Aaron. He talks better than me.
Exactly. So with that in mind, come on, that's not going to happen. But, you know, when God is in the midst, the impossible can happen. And on top of that, being dyslexic. So then that's another monkey wrench more or less thrown into the picture because, you know, some of the letters are flipped, you know, and the numbers come sometimes are flipped around. So with that, no way I'm going to be able to be a writer. It's going to be hard to be able to do that. I had suffered a brain injury when I was 2.5 years old, so I was in a coma. And the doctor called my mom. This is the story I was told that, you know, I have 7 sisters. And we're told of 7 girls, 3 brothers, so it's 10 of us exactly. And so she get to go home and check on the other kids. So they're in the hospital, and she said she's going to call later, check on me, see how I was doing. But the phone rang before she had a chance to check to see how was I doing. And they called to tell her I had passed away. And at the time they was giving her the message, I screamed out. So, you know, just that story there lets me know that God has me here for a purpose. No matter what I had to overcome, no matter what I've been through in life, just that alone lets me know I have to use my talents and abilities, everything I've overcome in life to say I could not be able to be those things because of God's unconditional love and his power, his grace and mercy.
Amen. Well, we are so honored to have you in our film, Canaan Land. And, you know, we're polishing it, as you know, in post-production here. And you're really great in the film, Rosetta.
Well, I haven't seen myself at work yet, so I'm actually excited to see it. Well, thank you for the compliment, though.
Oh, you're welcome. You're most welcome. You know, what would you tell people is the message of the Canaan Land story or what it's about when people ask you about it?
Well, number one, it's an awesome message. But before I talk about the message, I would like to say thank you personally, you know, because you opened up doors for many people in their careers. And I feel like I'm another person door you had opened up for. You know, you've opened a great door.
Oh, you are most welcome.
Yes, seriously. And it's an honor to be working along with Rebecca Holden, great, beautiful woman. She's gorgeous. And for people that have met her, she's not just beautiful on the outside. She's beautiful on the inside. You know that as well.
Yes, you know, you're both rock solid Christian women that are good and godly women, so you both understand the world of the film. It's not just acting, but you both kind of know the church world.
Oh, totally, totally. And that's the thing that really motivated me. I'm glad I'm part of this project. I had an offer before this. I don't know if I should say it. Maybe I can say it. It was to play this role, Guerrillo, who was a wolf woman for this movie that was coming out, going to be filmed in Puerto Rico. And then it was like, can you just show a little of your breast? We're going to pay you extra. I'm thinking, you know what, God? This is not the direction I'm going in. I went on a 10-day fast. And at the 10th day, that's when Canaan Land came into my life, believe it or not. I fast into that. So that lets me know that if you wait on God, good things will come to you. And if you wait on God, he will lead you in the right direction. You don't have to make bad decisions with your career or your ministry, right? So your movie, which touched me the most, is that you are so passionate about your message. And there's so many fake preachers out there, fake prophets. Oh, can you just name fake prophets? People that, you know, you give this amount of money, you're going to be healed. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And the way you bring the story to life is actually mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
Oh, thank you, Rosetta. And your compliments make me feel just a million times great, you know, lifted up, you know, and yeah, it is so true. I have some friends that were, even just recently I was talking with, they're part of a church and where they did the fake gold dust thing, And they were up there, and these alleged prophets told them this little baby girl was going to raise from the dead a few weeks ago. And so all these people were chanting repetitively for hours based on the alleged prophets telling them to raise the baby from the dead, the baby girl who died. And so they were just chanting, come out of that grave, Olive, come out of that grave in Jesus' name. It was kind of eerie, almost felt like a Stephen
that
King novel watching
eerie,
this.
Were you saying it? Ooh, my
yeah, it just gave me the creeps. And then the baby did not raise, and adding to the grief. So instead of the normal grief process of this tragedy, they had everyone's hopes all over the world build up that were in their movement of the resurrection, which didn't happen. And so my friends that are deluded by this, I said simply, if these guys are such prophets, why didn't they see it when it happened? I mean, you and I both pray for healing and pray for people, but we know that you don't run around making promises like that unless you have really heard from God, you know?
Oh, that's absolutely true. You can't make those type of promises. And that's the thing about it. Jesus didn't go around making promises. He did it. He did the work. And he was in the right place in the right time where he needed to be. So people need to really be tuned into what God wants done, and the miracles will take place. But when you're tuned into your flesh and you want to just show off and make a big show, definitely God's not in the midst of that. And he never will be.
Mm. Well, there's some twists in Canaan Land. I think you may not even know because I've made things up since we shot new stuff. But there's some twists that kind of echo exactly what you said, where there's a miracle that does happen. I guess I can't give too many spoilers, but there's some real healing miracle that happens in the film. But it's only when Billy repents that we're not showing this and filming this and exploiting this. It's coming from a real pure heart seeking God, you know?
That's going to be good. That sounds nice. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. So I know that you also, speaking of preaching, are an evangelist and a preacher. When you preach, what are some of the themes, like your favorite themes to hit on when you preach, Rosetta?
My favorite things to hit on is empowering people. I think that we know what sin is about. We know we should not be committing sins. But I think that people nowadays, they need to be empowered within themselves. Because people have been so beat up by the enemy or by society or by your family, because sometimes they can be your worst enemy, that they don't even have any self-worth, and Satan's just tearing them up with it. So I want people to be empowered and feel that God love comes with that. He wants you to feel good about you inside. So that's really my message, to empower people, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what nationality, no matter where you came from or what you have been through. It's all about God's unconditional love to all people. That's my message.
I love that. I love that empowerment and God's unconditional love, agape love. And unconditional means no conditions. And humans sometimes love us for conditions. And there's a story, a children's story I read recently, by Max Lucado, which talks about all these people running around trying to get gold stars from other people. And then if they don't get the approval of others, they get a gray sticker. But then the main character, this little man, Punchinello, he's like a wooden puppet type person. He goes to the maker named Eli who made him, and the maker says, you have my approval, you have my unconditional love, you don't have to get your value from the outside, from all these gold stars. So that's very empowering and very, very healing, Rosetta. So we'll be right back with you, Rosetta, and with all you listening after a brief break. And this is the great Martin Luther King Jr. preaching on Martin Luther King Day, and we'll be right back in a few seconds back with Rosetta to talk a little more.
Totalitarian country. Maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read wonderful days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Wow. I just want to do God's will. Martin Luther King Jr. Wow, was that powerful. So we're back with Rosetta Walker, and her website is rosettawalker.com. So you do a lot of different things, music, writing, books, preaching. How do you decide which one that you focus on, Rosetta? Do you just kind of go with where the passion is on any particular day? You know how Philippians says God works in you to will and desire his will? Or do you have seasons where you focus on one big project to get her done? Or are you kind of like a master juggler, juggling a lot of things at once? How do you do these many different things as kind of a Renaissance woman?
Okay, before I answer that question, I just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that message that you just prayed, you just played with Martin Luther King preaches, it just got me on fire. It made me think about 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Fight a good fight of faith. And that's what he did. He fought a good fight to the end. And answer
your
question.
What verse was that you just quoted?
1 Timothy 6 and 12.
1 Timothy 6 and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know, it's so prophetic there because, you know, he was shot right after that message and he talked about how longevity, he'd like to live long, but he wants God's will and that he's seen, you know, he's on the mountaintop seeing the promised land, but he may not live to be there with them.
Right.
And it's just chilling that he preached that, you know, in the last few moments of his life.
Yeah, and that's, I feel like the doors that he opened is just so amazing. I feel like I'm a product of it because you know that I'm part African-American, then I'm Irish as well, so part European. And it's part of his vision, you know, people coming together, being as one. I didn't go to school where it was blacks here and whites there. When I went into the first grade, I'm there with, you know, students. We all were together. I just saw people. So, you know, his life made a big difference. And so for me, to answer your question, I do juggle. I juggle. It depends on what do I need to do. Sometimes I get a call. People might book me. I'm not sure what they want. Do you want me to preach? Do you want me to sing? What is it that you need? You're doing a conference or you're having something for the community. And I find out exactly what it is that they need, and I cater to that because I realize people are drawn to different things, right? We all don't like the same thing. So I just thank God to be able to have these different gifts, talents, and ability to use it where the gift fits in and when it's needed. And I give God all the glory for that. All the glory.
Well, you're a great example for many of the artists that like this show because, you know, it's not like a 9-to-5. You get the certain amount paycheck every Friday. It's really a situation as creative people and ministry people where sometimes we have to have what I call MPCs, multiple profit centers or multiple streams of income because the books might bring in some money this month, but then they may not bring that in the following month. You have to have something else to compensate, you know. And I find a lot of my artist friends. Oh, go ahead, Rosetta. I'm sorry I talked over you.
Go ahead. Okay. I guess we're both in the same excited spirit right now. Yeah, because sometimes I have the music. And I think you were telling me, too, that you have over 5 streams of income as well, because that's something that you need to do, especially when this is what you do. You don't clock in. You know, you and I, we don't clock in anywhere. So wherever God sends us or whatever project or whatever we're doing, that's our faith. That's how we live. We live by faith day to day. That's how we live. You know,
Amen.
We don't have a guaranteed anything, right? But,
yeah,
you know, in the
really
midst of all that, I have been right? –
Go ahead, Rosetta.
Oh, in the midst of all that, I have been able to travel different places around the world, and I'm thankful for that with the doors being open to Switzerland, Paris, Rome, Italy. I know you were telling me you went to the Vatican in Rome. Ireland, toured its castles. I've been to Buckingham Palace, toured that castle. It's just really been doors that have been open for me that's been totally, you know, I can only say that God did it. It was definitely not done by man. God did it. He touched the heart of people.
It's amazing, too. People see how young and beautiful you look, and here you are, a grandmother.
Yes. Yes, I am. And I have a granddaughter that I manage. Her name is Princess Kaya.
And she performs and sings.
Yes, she does. She's following her grandma's footsteps. Well, you know, her mother and uncles, they sang as well when they were kids. There's a group called Junior Edition. So now she's pretty much taking up the torch, and she enjoys it very much. So I'm thankful for her using her talent.
And how can we find out about your granddaughter? She's on your website, rosettawalker.com.
Yes, and also she has her own website, www.princesskaya.com. So it's princesskaya.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And what are some of the things you're doing now? I know you have a lot of projects, music, ministry, stories. What do you think are the next? I know you'll keep doing one thing after another. God doesn't let people like you retire. But what is the next, you know, couple things you think you'll be focusing on?
Okay. Well, for one thing that's on my top list, we have Canaan Land coming out. So that's very
Hallelujah!
Important.
Woo!
That's on the top list, right? And then in between time, I'm juggling my world tour. It's entitled "I Have the Power," and that's taking me wherever God leads. We've got Jordan on the list, Egypt, Africa, and some of the other countries I may be returning back to them, definitely touring the whole United States. And also I have a new album coming up. We're working on that. But for right now, we're focusing on the main thing is I Have the Power Tour. And in between time, I'm still promoting my book, Mission Unstoppable.
Amen. Amen. That is all so exciting. I really felt the Spirit put on my heart that Canaan Land needs to show in every state, like a live screening, it be at a theater, a church, a school. So who knows, maybe some of you are traveling around. You'll be the one to exhibit and talk and show Canaan Land and talk, because I don't know if I'll be able to be at each one or not. I don't know, but maybe you can be, you know, who knows, maybe we can dub and sub the film. You know, dub it or subtitle it in other languages, and you can show it in other countries too. You know, like I was in I was in Italy, and they showed Sister Amy, a film I made there, and it was just so wonderful. My father had passed, and Rossi is the most common surname in Italy, so it was quite emotional to be in Italy shortly after his passing and see Sister Amy exhibited in the film festival at Milan, Italy. And at the end of the Sister Amy film, the main character, she goes into the arms of Jesus after she died. She died of an overdose. But as Jesus is hugging her and letting her know the unconditional love, the women in the theater started crying and screaming out, Bella, 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 which as many of you know is beautiful in Italian. Mm. And so I see Canaan Land just, you know, just showing all over the place. I mean, I guess I'm old school. I want to see live screenings and people seeing it on the big screen, you know, before, or, you know, not just go like many independent films now, just stream, you know, DVDs, and that's fine. But, you know, if someone wants to watch it on a phone, I guess that's okay, but I really want a lot of people to see it on a bigger screen.
Yeah, and that sounds like a great idea, and it actually goes well with, I just recently got ordained as international ambassador in ministry. So as I'm going around the country, any doors that can be open for Canaan Land, I say we do it. You know, because you never know which way God's going to go, but we know he's doing great things with Canaan Land. He's moving in people's lives, and it's going to be people coming to the table that we didn't even expect that would come to the table that's going to be a blessing to Canaan Land. And that's a good
Amen.
Thing.
Amen. Yeah, I really feel it's going to get quite a following. It already has quite a following. In fact, every day people are yelling at me, hurry up, get this thing done. Why are you taking so damn long?
Mr. Rossi, we're not promising gold dust falling down from the sky, but we're saying that it's going to be a blessing in people's lives, right? We're not making no promises, you know, gold dust falling and stuff like that. We're keeping it real because God is, you know, he's authentic.
That is so true. That is so true. So is the best way to contact you and keep up with you for our listeners, rosettawalker.com?
Yes, they can contact me there, or they can email me at rw@rosettawalker.com. That's my email address. If they need to email me or contact me, if they would like to book me for anything, they can contact my personal assistant, LA Norwood, at international247@gmail.com.
All right. That sounds great.
Norwood. Yeah, she's been with me in ministry for like over 20 years. And even though we used to sing a group called the New Gospel Stars when I was solo, she said God sent me here. So she's been my armor bearer for many years. She never left my side. So I thank God for that, you know. Nowadays, you know, see them out, see people in the big mega church, but we forget that God can send you out by twos and you can still do great work, right?
Yes, and yeah, so some of you listening, whether you want to look at her music and creative work at rosettawalker.com or have Rosetta come speak, you can reach her at rosettawalker.com or her email, which she just gave, I believe was rw@rosettawalker.com or international247@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then for people that, I don't know, you might have a different taste in music, because I did do a Donna Ross remake in 2010 that made it to the Grammy entry and tried to reach out and touch. It made it to number 9 on the Australian chart. But if you want a different type of music, not sure what you like, you can just Google Rosetta Walker Music and you'll see all the music I've done and other projects that people might be interested in.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you are a queen of inspiration, Rosetta.
Well, thank you. That's all I want to do is encourage people, make them, not necessarily make them, but I hope that whenever they come in contact with me, whether it's a hug or just a touch or even hear my voice, I want them to feel the love of God. I want them to feel loved. And as you know, I'm single, so I'm married to the Lord. All of this going on, and I have no husband. You know,
wow.
That's the way it is. That's the
well,
way
the
it
Lord is
God.
Your covering. The Lord is your covering,
yeah.
Rosetta. And it says in Psalm 91, he covers you in the shadow of his wings. And
yeah.
There's a doctrine that I would say is a false doctrine that some are out there saying, that a woman can't go out and minister unless she's married and covered by a man. In fact, I've had women say to me, pray for me, I don't have a covering because I'm not married, I don't have a man. And I think the scripture they use and get this distorted doctrine from is in Corinthians, where it says something like, the head of the woman is the man, the head of the man is Christ. But in the new covenant, Jesus is our covering. And a lot of these preachers try to control people and say, hey, you have to be under the covering of my ministry or the covering of this or that.
Yeah.
But you are
Amy
Semple McPherson or Joan of Arc or like many women where you're a strong woman under the leadership of his spirit. And like Isaiah 54 talks about the Lord of Israel is your husband, you know. So you just keep going, and whether married or single, you're under the covering of his wings.
Well, praise God. I'm so glad you said that. I started out in 1988. Well, that's kind of telling my age, over 30 years ago. And at that time, you're right, and still today, a lot of times it's hard for a woman because they feel, okay, you know, God didn't call you. What makes you think you can do this? So thank you for saying that. I hope that encourages a lot of people just by hearing you clear that up.
Okay. Well, you are most welcome, and thanks for coming on today. I guess we'll close out since it's Martin Luther King Day with the final minute of that sermon. And God bless you.
Awesome.
God bless you, Rosetta.
And thank you.
Oh, you are most welcome, Rosetta. And Martin Luther King Day, I want you all to just hang on and listen to the closing of that great sermon. It was his last sermon. And it's almost like the Holy Spirit let him know it's your last sermon because you can feel it in the delivery, in the words. It gives me chills. It makes my eyes mist up with tears every time I hear this. My son and I were listening to it, and we both got clouded over in our eyes, which as men were taught we're not supposed to cry so much, but I just can't help listening to this sermon. This is the last minute of the last sermon of the great Martin Luther King, Jr.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. God bless you this Martin Luther King Day. Thank you for tuning into our show. This link is now good in perpetuity for replays. So any friends that can be blessed by this show that didn't hear it live just now, share this link of our show with Canaan Land actress Rosetta Walker, Queen of Inspiration. God bless you all. Until next time, go with God and be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to Richard Rossi Live.